When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
All right, it's hour number two, Bart and Han. 98.7 ESPN, Super Bowl Friday, the last football Friday of the year. Chiefs and the Niners on Sunday, and we'll eventually, Bart, at some point, we have to get into, obviously, the snackage. You know, that's also a huge part of the Super Bowl, right?
But the spread is.
Explain to the people that you are the type of guy, you're a former player who doesn't like to watch football with people.
Yeah.
Like, you will not, like, you aren't a Super Bowl party kind of guy.
Yeah, I'm not.
So you
talk too damn much. And I don't want to be answering
You don't like
questions
when your uncle tries to teach you football?
Yeah, you're like, you. Then they try and, like, impress you.
Oh, of course.
Well, you know, if they just run the double out slant, like, man, this ain't Madden, man. Like, I don't want to hear what the hell you. You know, I wrote a simulated game in Madden, man, and the San Francisco 49ers won 5 times. Like, man,
Bart, they got to run the ball here, Bart. Don't they got to run the ball? Right. Well, they want you to agree with them so. Yeah, but see, yeah, Bart knows. Yeah, yeah. See, Bart knows.
Yeah. How they keep getting outside?
Like, those guys are unbelievable when they do that. Like, you're in the suite. I see it all the time. Bart, don't they got to do this? Like, they're just begging you for you to just nod like, yeah, you're right. You're so right.
And then the worst part is when they speak loud enough to other people to try and get you to say something. But I'm like, whatever.
Oh, want to get you to react?
Yeah.
Talk a little bit louder just to see if you'll react. Yeah. It's so funny, too. That's when you totally tune it out.
Yeah, I'm like,
people need to understand that's how that goes. The louder you talk, the less I'm going to respond.
Yeah, I'm like, bro.
But you know what, though? The louder this guy talks, the more entertaining he is. And you know who that is. It's Alex Monaco, and we're going to make you a little bit of lunch money.
Let's get a little extra money in your pocket.
Cheese and sour cream on the taco.
This is Lunch Money.
Yes, Alex Monaco joins us as he does each week. We put him a little bit earlier this week because we have Garrett Wilson at 2, but that's all right. We like it when he comes in early. Better half hour on MSG Networks as well. What's up, Monaco? How you doing?
Hey, I love that I'm in the same boat as Bart. For much different reasons, me playing in the fifth quarter freshman year of football with my career. But sitting by myself at the crib, I punted on every weekend playoff get-together. I have to watch by myself. It's like Christmas Cup for me. I'm struggling with this Sunday. Do I watch with the boys? Do I hang out by myself?
Yeah, this is one of those things, man. Like, listen, they'll drive you crazy, man. Then you can't hear the game. I hate going out to places where they turn music on and you just see the game. Yep. You can't hear the adjustments. You can't hear what was said. It's like, man, come on, man.
Yeah, it's all part of it. I'm telling you, I've done a few Super Bowl parties, and you know the problem is? I hardly remember the game.
Yeah.
Like, it really just – the game doesn't resonate.
You got to go home and watch the game over.
Yes.
Right.
So I'm with you, boys. With boxing, too. You know what I mean? You go see a boxing match and every fight party is like, man, I can't hear it. I don't know who down, what the adjustments is. I can't hear Larry Merchant. I tell you what, Monaco got some great-headed lettuce, too, man. You know what I'm saying? I'd be watching him. He'd be having mad hang time. He uses half the product in his hair as you, Alan, because yours be like having like – wait. I think he like freelance his. He lets his stuff grow. It never looks heavy.
He definitely does. Like when I was younger, I used to do the same thing too. You just put your finger in the electric socket and whatever it does after that, that's how I'm going out tonight. But you know what though? He is. It's amazing. This guy's a bachelor, by the way, in New York City. This is
my only way into the 6 foot club, gentlemen. Only way in the first class life.
This guy's Fletch.
Alan already knows I take the bus to the park when it comes to dating. I'm over here at 5'10".
I mean, we gotta help him out. But yeah, he's like Fletch, you know, he's like normally 5'10", but like, you know, 6 foot with the afro. Like that's exactly where he's at. But you know what? Before we get into the Super Bowl picks and stuff, because that's what everybody's here to hear for you. You sent me a text during the show yesterday.
Oh yeah.
About the trade deadline happens, the Knicks make this trade, And you saw an immediate movement in the line for the Knicks when it comes to the Eastern Conference. Share with everybody what happened and how you got in early on something that might pay off big.
Listen, I did it last year because, again, I'm from Southern California, so I'm not a signs guy, but I'm not a signs guy. I love the 50-year Annie, Knicks, Lakers, Willy Wonka ticket, as I call it, in the future shop. Didn't cash, but this year I'm all in on the Knicks again. We watch them, Alan. You cover them. I didn't understand why they were so still high on the value board. So basically, to make a long story short, they were 19-1 to begin the month of January. You could have got them even higher before the season.
Plus 1900,
which I did. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I coupled them with the Lakers. Separately, I got the Knicks at 19-1. Boys, they're down to 7-1. To put that into perspective on the futures board, not only does that never happen in the NFL in a month time, the fact that Vegas is catching up to this Knicks team and has them only behind the two juggernauts in the East that we know, I'm blown away. And anyone listening in the New York area, tri-state area, 7-1 is going to go away as well. And just a little quick teachable moment, when you get something like 19-1 and it goes down to 7-1, you can already cash out for an ROI. So if you got the Knicks today at 7-1 or 6-1, because after the trade down again, how do you not sit there and punch the ticket? I'm all about it, Alan. I'm fired up, man. I can't even sleep 8 hours over here after every one of these wins.
I hear it. Now, again, just get healthy, and then we can really figure out what they've got. But is there a little piece of you, and because there's that little piece of me, that this feels like a lure? That, you know, like, let's get them. All the New Yorkers are hyped about this team. Let's get them. Like, is this just, are they throwing a line out into the Atlantic Ocean and hoping everybody's just jumping off Battery Park and just diving in? Like, what? Tell me that this isn't just Vegas knowing that people will jump on this because of the hype around it.
Yeah, no, it's an interesting thought. It's the correct thought when you're talking about, obviously, just, you know, not wanting to get too excited too quickly.
Okay.
But I think it's all is fair here on the futures board. I think it really speaks to 2024 on the record-breaking January season they had, the number one 2024 defense they've had, and they're scoring with everyone in the league when healthy. So I think really it is fair to reflect where they are on the market. I think it's time to get excited. I mean, you're hearing Boston Celtics fans pick a pod, any pod, nervous in February about the Eastern Conference Finals. If this is a boxing match, gentlemen, advantage Knicks. Come now.
I love that. Pick a pod. Pick a pod, any pod. Porzingis going to get hurt. You watch. Bart's not interested in this at all. Let's get to the Super Bowl stuff with you, Alex.
No, I am.
So this is basically like, I mean, it's not pick 'em, obviously, but 2.5 is really close. Like, we have another one where, you know, you're not picking a favorite in this, right? You go money line in a game like this? What do you do?
Yeah, you know, I'm obviously leaning Kansas City because I'm not going to be able to sleep in the offseason if I take Mr. Irrelevant, who's absolutely relevant, and we lose. I've bet against Mahomes, gentlemen, all three Super Bowls. I'm 1-2. And the only one I hit was the Brady one. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it again. But to answer the question, 2.5, I did have a professional on. Shout out my guy, Bill Krakenberger, out in Vegas on the Better Half Hour. He broke down the whole thing. The amount of futures bets that are on San Francisco before the season, this is Vegas laying the Chiefs as an underdog, a little bit for strategic reasons. They know the narrative public-wise, Taylor Swift, pick a storyline, is going to be Kansas City. They went from the 10-1 underdog value play in the AFC before the playoffs, which, of course, we sprinkled on, to now everyone's on them. So when it's broken down professionally, the sharps, the professionals, are leaning San Francisco for the most part. And it's tough when everyone and their mothers is betting the game to say public, you know, and sharp money. But more tickets are on the Chiefs. But this is a little bit of Vegas protecting themselves preseason, and also knowing that if San Francisco does win and favorites do check out historically to cover, you know, they're protecting themselves. But let's talk KC, baby. I'm going down with the Chiefs Kingdom.
I just feel like that's the way to go. Bart and I are both in the same boat with that one. You want to add something, Bart?
I just hate that, you know, like, I picked against them too. And, you know, the two teams that I you know, thought was going to beat Kansas City, you know, they fell victim to the mystique of Kansas City. I feel like they have that mystique that Brady used to have, and teams get frozen with fear before they realize that they have better players, and they end up beating themselves and more than, you know, so the Chiefs actually beat them. You know what I mean? They do silly stuff. Lamar Jackson holding on to the ball, not running like he's always been. Like, got that glaze. Lamar Jackson had that same glazed look over his face that Dak Prescott had. It's like the dumbfounded, oh, my God, I'm nervous type of thing.
And Bart, you know, you guys have that ability on some of your Ravens defenses to legitimately knock an offensive team off their game plan. Baltimore led the league in rushing attempts, the percentages. Gus Edwards, what did he get? 3 carries?
Yeah.
I mean, it was unfathomable. The same thing with the Bills. They were running the ball well in the second round. They didn't continue to do it. The Chiefs knocked them off their game. We talked about it, gentlemen. It's why I like the Lions, but I was nervous about the money line.
And they stopped running too.
He got out of it. He got in his own way. And so when we look at this game, yes, you can feel good about the Chiefs winning it, but you also have to feel good historically about Shanahan bottling it. Shout out an English Premier League vocab there. He has blown these moments before on the big stage. And I think there's two ways to win this. The Chiefs go out and take it, or the Niners pull a Danny Campbell, or again, we've seen him do it before. The Niners were up the whole game. The Chiefs came back a couple years ago. In a blink of an eye, one long ball to Tyreek, 3 and out, another score, bada bang, bada boom. So, again, you shut down the number 1, the number 3, and the number 6 offenses 3 times in a row. And the other side, you got the Niners, and yes, they've reset because they got a week off. Takes a lot out historically. No one's ever come back like that. 2 times in a row in the NFC Championship game, they match a historic number. The only other team to do that was, ironically, the 94 Chargers to come back like that. They ended up losing the Super Bowl. Shanahan's 1-30 when trailing in the fourth by 5 or more. And Patrick is 8-2 coming back by 7 or more, only losing to Brady.
That's
we
got
to back
stat.
That, boys. We got to back. We got to back.
Tremendous stat. And
here's the other thing. Shout out Anita real quick. No one said this. This man has played on this field several times at Allegiant Stadium.
I was going there.
Absolutely cooked.
Yeah. See, and again, I was going to say, I brought that up to Bart at the start of the show. Because both teams haven't lost, by the way, to Legion. Because the Niners played there once, and they won in overtime on a field goal. But Kansas City has gone there, and they are 4-0. Like, this is a comfortable place for them. And I asked him if that make a difference. And Bart's response, tell him what your response was.
Everybody eats on that field.
The Raiders suck. All he takes from that is that the Raiders suck. But you know, keep in mind, too, with Shanahan, as, again, Bart brought this up at the beginning, it wasn't just the Super Bowl, you know, again, against the Chiefs. You know, it is that famous. He was running the offense that had a lead and lost to Tom Brady in the Super Bowl as well.
Julio makes a great catch. Run the ball, kick the field goal, game over.
And was exactly. And a couple of years ago, was it Ayuk that was open? What was the
That was Emmanuel Sanders.
Emmanuel
Sanders. Right. I remember there was somebody that was just wide open, and that didn't work out. So we're talking so much offense here, Alex, and we have Alex Monaco on right now from the Better Half Hour, going over the Super Bowl and your picks and lunch money. And I've been saying all week, probably for the last 2 weeks, because we are going to focus on Mahomes and all the weapons that the Niners have and Shanahan's offense. I feel like this is a defense game. And I feel like the under has been the given. But the over-under, the last I saw it, was 47.5. Are we still saying under? Do you buy into the under in this game, despite the fact that it's Mahomes and a Niners offense that has so many weapons?
It's tough, Alan, because you got two top 3 defenses from the regular season in points against. I mean, the Chiefs were right behind the Ravens in points per game, and the Niners were right behind the Chiefs. And then you look at the Niners' top 3 run D all season and the Chiefs' ability to stop the pass. How do we not sit here and say this is a chess match? At least in the first half. They may have a breakout NBA quarter, maybe the third quarter, something of that ilk. I don't know how we don't lean under. The splits lean under. The public is loving the over. I mean, it's 12-10 to the under in the last 22 Super Bowls. Last year broke a 4-year streak. That 73 points doesn't happen a lot, by the way. That was second to 74, which of Eagles Pats a few years ago, which was the number 1 scoring game ever. I think it's tough because when Bart points out everyone eats on that field, Mahomes' numbers on turf is scary. So I do get a little nervous that with Shanahan's ability to call an offensive game great and the ability for the Chiefs to put up numbers quickly, it could go over. But I'm with you, Alan. I think we got to go under here on just the idea that these two defenses have been menacing. And my goodness, the Chiefs D has shown it each week. Each week you shut down McDaniel, then Josh Allen, and then last week the MVP. It's you got to take the under.
Bart, agree? Yeah,
I don't know. I just don't think Shanahan is going to not run the ball with McCaffrey because his favorite toy outside of Debo. Or maybe I think McCaffrey is his biggest mismatch that he has. And the fact that Kansas City plays a lot of man-to-man coverage allows you to put Debo in the backfield, which brings a little guy. So I wonder if they play that game where they put McCaffrey out wide and put Debo in the backfield and run the ball and bring a little guy in the box and then in turn isolate a linebacker or a safety on McCaffrey and see if he can get go to work.
Yeah.
You can play you can
that's
play
a fascinating
that game.
Far and away the most riveting matchup here is Shanahan versus Stevie Spags. I mean,
yeah,
come
basically.
On. And New Yorkers can get behind that. That is just going to be fascinating one side of the football to watch.
All right, so we brought up McCaffrey. One of the best things about Super Bowl is that you're not just picking, you know, winners, and you're not just picking over-unders. There's so many props to play with in this game. Give me a couple of props that you're looking at here.
Let's go. I think we have to sprinkle on McCaffrey getting in twice. I mean, playoff numbers, seven tugs, five games, two touchdowns. But you can't take one. It's ridiculously juiced, but two touchdowns. He's had two tugs against the Packers, two tugs against the Lions. I mean, the way they win this game is with McCaffrey. The reason they went out and got him is for this game. They did not have this component. I mean, Mostert was running in the Super Bowl last time. They have to give him the ball 25 times in this game. They simply have to. I'm willing to sprinkle on it. And then we got to go Kelce over 5.5 receptions. I mean, he passes Jerry Rice, but why not sprinkle on him passing all-time numbers across the board? He's second to Rice in yards and right there with touchdowns. I feel a lot of tight end production in this game. Also, a great watch for everyone listening before to get fired up here. NFL mic'd up of this game round one, and George Kittle, he had a soundbite where he said he'd be back with a vengeance.
With a vengeance.
I got a feeling he had a quiet Super Bowl. He's going to come back. I think he's going to cook in this game. I like him on the over of receiving yards. It's around 47.5, depending where he shot. Humble game last game. Again, did a lot of run blocking. Of course, he's the best at that. But yeah, I'm looking at Kittle. I'm looking at Kelce. I'm looking at C-Mac. And rushing plus receiving yards for McCaffrey, you got to sprinkle on because there could be some checkdowns with that pass rush. And I'm liking him just to get utilized in every sense of the word in this game, especially with Debo still not 100%.
I'm telling you, as a show, me and Allen, I think if there are any props for Kyle Juszczyk, give them to me because I think he's going to be the unsigned hero who's going to sneak out and get some type of big catch or 20 or something. He's going to – because people always laugh, right? People don't do their homework. You know, they're like, oh, fullback. Man, this dude is a tight end. He was a tight end with the Baltimore Ravens coming from Harvard. He was there playing tight end before he moved to this hybrid H-back, right? So when they see him, I'm like, oh, look at the fullback. He runs such great routes. He's a tight end, man. Like,
well said, and I got the number for you, 9-1. 9-1 to score. 43-1 first touchdown.
Ooh.
Because you know they always
get utilized. He got utilized in that first Super Bowl. You're right. That's a great call out, Bart. That is a great sprinkle.
And when you're trying to do that, it's about trying to trick people. So what do? You talk about those throwback it screens and stuff like that. He's blocking. He's the guy that, hey, follow him. He takes you to the run. He sneaks out and he gets some open. Yeah, we call it the it screen.
I know.
You know, like he can get something like on the goal line because they think, oh, we got to stop McCaffrey. And he's the guy that sneaks out and you got some backside third string goal line linebacker like isolate on a guy that people forget is like 6'4", 6'5".
Absolutely. And this is not, you know, this is boring, but it's, I mean, Pacheco's got 8 touchdowns in his last 7 games and he's almost, I mean, Rutgers football in January and February is just incredible. He's doing everything Gus Bus should have been doing. I know it's indoors, but he had 15 for 76, 1 touchdown in the first one. I mean, he's untouchable here with this run scheme. I know they have an excellent run scheme.
He runs like a toddler in a tantrum. Like, I mean, he just runs tears up the room.
He runs like a stretched out Ahmad Bradshaw.
Oh, that. That's another way to do it.
Here's
something interesting, though. So, yeah, alligator is what you said on Get Up this morning. I thought that was a perfect way to describe him, right? It's all arms and elbows and knees. But, Bart, the one prop that Alex has here, which is the Kelce over 6.5 receptions, and it's something that you were talking about earlier about how the Niners should defend Kelce, because clearly he's A, his Mahomes' favorite target, B, probably the best. You know, it's not like they have a Tyreek Hill. They don't really have other great options skill-wise. So would you take an over on receptions, or do you feel like, no, the Niners are going to take him out of the game and make sure he doesn't catch the ball or get any one-on-ones?
No, he'll catch the ball. So I don't think they're going to stop him, but you talk about yak yards and big plays. You talk about when you bracket him. I'm bracketing him with a depends. Okay. It depends
so
on what my
personnel
is. The catches
will be there. Yards is the part that you're talking about then.
Yes, yes. And Mahomes might throw one because he won't see the defender, because, like, it's different ways to bracket people. You can bracket people with two linebackers. You can bracket them with the backside linebacker with the front side safety inverting late coming down as, like, what we call a hole or rat player.
Uh-huh.
You can take the opposite defensive end from the other side, so it allows the defender to play outside leverage, and he thinks that he beats him, and then he drops out and takes it. And like, from a quarterback, they're reading right to left or left to right. A lot of times they don't see that defender because they're reading into that zone, not seeing the guys come back from that zone. They just see that their player has beat the play side defender. So we get those all the time. We used to do that with Ed Reed all the time. Like, Ed Reed would be the backside safety, and the corner would get beat into the inside, and the quarterback, oh, he's running away from him. It's man-to-man. And Ed Reed drops down 88 out the gate.
All right, well,
quick on that thought, just because Mahomes was, you know, last year, 21 for 27, when he didn't throw for 200 yards. So that's why I am going receptions with Kelce.
Yeah.
He's going to catch – that offense is going to take what San Francisco gives him, and mm-hmm. that could be a lot of checkdowns and a lot of 87 finding space. I mean, he's, again, shout out my guy Antonio Gates, biggest snub of all snub. Yeah, unbelievable.
Crazy.
But
ridiculous.
That's what he does. He gets power forward esque in positioning and gets in his spots, and Mahomes is going to feed him. And this is the strategy thing out there, real quick on betting him. You can bet him over on 5.5, 6.5, but then you can also take him, like I did in the championship game, 7+, 8+, 9+. Once you start getting in the 8, 9, 10+ reception range, he's +270 to get 10 catches. He's 4-1 to get 11. He's almost 6-1 to get 12. I mean, this is a Phil Jackson offense if I've ever seen one. There is no fourth. It's Pacheco, it's Rice, it's Kelce.
Triangle.
And I think it's worth a sprinkle on some plus money for Kelce to really feast, potentially
like
double digits.
Now, Alex, this is obviously our last one of the season, and we've loved having you, but we've never taken calls. But I got to take this one because it does have a little bit of a betting feel to it. Sal and Duchess, who joins us right now, Sal is saying Brock Purdy is not going to throw a touchdown pass in this game. That's what you're saying, Sal?
That's what I'm saying. Bob, what do you think of that?
I
know you throw crazy stuff out there. How about this? Doesn't that sound crazy?
Yeah, that sounds absurd. No,
Alex, what are the odds on that? There's got to be odds on that, where zero touchdowns thrown.
There's got to be. I'm looking at his
okay.
game log for the year. No touchdowns against the Rams. No touchdowns against the Ravens. So let me take a quick look here if I could pull it up. Passing props. His over-under is 1.5 passing touchdowns. -120 to the over, -102 to the under.
Sal's saying take the under. Take the under.
I don't hate it.
That's an interesting one, isn't it? Like, that's what I mean about this game. There's like little things that you could look at and
say. I got it. He has zero passing touchdowns, +450. It's almost 5-1.
Might sprinkle that one.
I don't hate it.
You know what I mean? Because, I mean, once you're in the red zone, aren't you going McCaffrey? Although, I guess you could technically, you know, a little dump off, and then he does the work, and it counts as a pass. So that's a cheap one.
The little speed motion where he just taps it. It's a shotgun. If he drops it, it's not a fumble. It's a complete pass.
I like that, though. See, that's where we have the fun with this. Alex, we got to go. But like I said, it has been awesome having you on the show. I will pull you in every now and then during the NBA season, especially when it comes to this stuff, because especially as we get closer to the playoffs, there's always different things we can play and interesting odds about it, like you explained, of course, with the Knicks and the trade deadline. So, but I just want to give you your props because you were somebody that I suggested to the show, and every Friday you have brought it. Great energy, great insight, and oh, by the way, he walks away in the black. My man was winning by the end of the season.
Hey, much love. I appreciate you, boys. You were incredible working me in the offense. Just trying to be Precious to Chew off the bench, baby. Just trying to come in and be high energy and give some production to a great show. So thank you guys through and through. Shout out Ray and everyone behind the scenes.
Well, next year, it's a year where you're allowed to confidently bet on the Chargers.
Oh, that's true too. I can't wait.
Oh, use your line. That costs money too. That's expensive. You know, right there. He leaves knowing now he's got to pay. Alex Monaco, good job, my man. Better half hour on MSG Networks. And again, part of our show during the football season. All right, 800-919-3776. We'll get more of your calls, but you know what's coming up next. It's Audio Files, and it's on the Super Bowl, on the NBA, and more. Stay with us. Barton Hahn, 98.7 ESPN.
Gordon Damer at the 98.7 Tullamore Dew Sports Desk. Well, they really need to get healthy before the playoffs roll around, but as a result of yesterday's deal before the deadline, the Knicks looking good with higher expectations. Yesterday on the K-Show, Michael said the deal makes the Knicks better.
Burks is an outstanding shooter. Bogdanovich is a really good shooter. And they traded away Fournier and Grimes. Grimes hurts a little bit. Fournier was an ornament on the bench that they never used. And he had a purpose. That salary slot that he owned was going to be used to get a big player. So they get Bogdanovich, who has a year next year at $19 million,
yes,
that they could use in that deal to, I don't know, get Karl Anthony Towns or something of that ilk.
And that's brought to you by Tullamore Dew. Because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cast matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew, honey, during tonight's action. Glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. Coming up at 3 o'clock, it's the Michael K. Show, and it's only here on 98.7 FM.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
It's Barton Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott, 98.7 ESPN. A football Friday, the very last one of the year on 98.7 ESPN. Well, they're brought to you by Nissan. You deserve a car that thrills you. And Nissan's got an exciting full line that'll put goosebumps on your goosebumps. Experience the thrill for yourself. Shop your local Nissan store and Nissan.com. Today, 800-919-3776 is the number. We will get back to your calls on the Super Bowl, the Knicks, and anything else you want to talk about. But right now, it's time for us to step aside and let the headline makers do the talking in the segment we like to call
Audio Files.
The Audio File.
All right, let's start in the NBA, Bart, where, of course, as we talked about with Alex Monaco, the Knicks made all the headlines at the trade deadline with a very shrewd move to bolster their bench and actually bolster the roster right now with all the injuries. They add Bojan Bogdanović and Alec Burks from the Pistons, and they did it without giving up any first-round picks. And at full health, a lot of people feel like the Knicks have really set themselves up to be a contender. That's been talked about by some people. And even Vegas, as Alex told us, has pushed the Knicks up to 7-1 odds to win the Eastern Conference. But not everybody is sold on what the Knicks did. New Yorker Kenny Smith, who you can see on TNT, of course, said that they're still not going to have the best
obviously
players.
Obviously, a lot deeper. The always the big question still is: do you have two guys that can play at the level of Tatum and Brown when it comes down to it? Do you have two guys that can play the way Donovan Mitchell can possibly play, or do you have two guys on a consistent in a 7-game series? Can you match Joel Embiid and Maxey? Those are the questions that's going to either happen if Joel Embiid comes back, because the Knicks are right there, but. Are they able to go over the top with really on paper, just on paper, Ernie? They don't have always the best player, no matter how great Brunson is great. But sometimes if you look at Embiid, you look at Tatum, you're going to say those guys have proven that they have done it and done it for more than 1 year. That's the question.
It's the same thing I brought up when we talked about it, right, Bart? I said the same thing. All that's left now is health and... when you're in a playoff series, stars win.
Yeah.
And so, you know, Brunson can win, and that's how you be. Well, you've always said this. You make your fame in the regular season. You make your name, right? No, make your name in the regular season. Make your fame in the postseason.
Yep.
And so Brunson can win a series, and then people can start putting him in that star category, but it still has to be proven. So I don't think – people are upset at Kenny Smith. I don't think there's anything – that he said there that was disparaging or not something that the Knicks are even just wondering. Well, let's see how this goes. Because the stars do win in the postseason. It doesn't mean you can't win. And they're leaning now on what you and I have talked about for months, the 2000s Pistons teams. The 2004 won a championship. But, you know, those teams, they didn't have a superstar. But collectively, that was a tough team. So, you know, don't get mad at Kenny Smith. I mean, he's just telling you the truth, and that's a reality in the NBA. The stars win, which is why everybody chases them, but it doesn't mean they can't win.
I mean, just look at what the Pistons did have. They had the utility guy and Tayshaun Prince who could guard anybody, get boards. You had the, you know, get a bucket when you need one down low with the post, and then basically the stretch four when you think about Rasheed Wallace. And you think about Ben Wallace, a guy that didn't have to touch the ball to be effective with rebounds and intimidating defense, you know, being able to even at 4 or 5 inches too short, being able to keep Shaq from underneath the post and put them pythons on him. And then you had, you know, before Steph Curry was the guy that came off of picks and pin downs and shot threes, you had a guy like Rip Hamilton that can run guys around, and that mid-game range was ridiculous. And then Chauncey Bigshot was the conductor of all that. But they had, like, depth as well. Mimic Okor, what he was able to do as a athletic big, right? They still had the old Lindsey Hunter. You know what I mean? They had guys that had played big roles. You know, and the Knicks have that, but let's just see if they can show up. It only counts, and you only can compare yourself to that Pistons team if you've closed the deal.
That's right. And so it starts, obviously, once everybody gets healthy, which is a huge part of the story. In L.A., the Lakers didn't make any moves at the deadline. There was no real move for them to make, but they did do something very significant yesterday, last night, and that is unveil the first Kobe Bryant statue that they plan to put outside of the Crypto.com arena, and it's him wearing the number 8 uniform. He's got his finger pointed to the sky. This is the moment that he walked off the court when he scored 81 points against the Raptors back in 2006, and a lot of people, like, you know how we are with our statues, is why'd we pick that one? Why'd we do that? Mm-hmm. Vanessa Bryant, let everybody know why they picked it.
And for the record, Kobe picked the pose you're about to see. So if anyone has any issues with it, tough.
She let him know. Now, on the base of the statue, it says, leave the game better than you found it. And when it comes time for you to leave, leave a legend. It's pretty cool.
Hey, the funny thing is, did you see Jalen Rose? He put himself underneath in a Raptors jersey because like 65% of the 80 points was on him.
That's right. That's good for Jalen.
He got his back turned with his hands up.
Do you know what's funny? The Michael Jordan statue, which is what started all this, which is outside in Chicago, right outside the United Center. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I've been there many times. And when you see the statue, all you see is him in that famous pose. What you don't realize is that There's a player, or I think there's two, who are underneath that are kind of like shying away. they resemble Patrick Ewing and Charles Oakley. Like, it's, I swear, when you look at it, you're like, that's definitely Ewing.
It's like one of them fake football
commercials.
It doesn't
say New York. It doesn't say. Yeah, yeah. It doesn't tell you. It doesn't have the name. It does. But when you look at it, you're like, man, that's definitely Patrick Ewing. Like, they definitely.
Dude
were
got
doing
a high
that.
Top and he's slim shoulder. Like, hold on, this dude's 7 feet, man. Come on, man.
All right. Meanwhile, Aaron Boone on the Yankee side, I think we're still about a month away, right? Or a couple of weeks away, I should say, from pitchers and catchers. Aaron Boone is on the K-Show yesterday, and very interesting answer when asked where Juan Soto will bat in the lineup.
If DJ grabs that leadoff spot, then likely in that two hole, but anywhere two or three. It just depends how that shakes out and then how the rest of the lineup. So just try and create as much balance as I can, but somewhere two to three. Right now, I kind of envision him in the two hole.
Interesting. So LeMahieu obviously has been always been the starter when he, the leadoff man when he's been healthy, and they're hoping that's where he'll be. But you know, two hole has been Aaron Judge's because they want to get him as many at bats as possible. So does it mean Aaron Judge now slides down to three with Soto? Because obviously the whole idea is to have the two of them back to back, so they'd be a very difficult lineup. Mm-hmm. So that's something certainly interesting to watch going forward. But he didn't put it in stone, but. He did make it sound like that's the plan. All right, on to the Super Bowl we go, Bart, in audio files. A story you've told many times that when you guys played the Patriots in a hotel, you know, shenanigans go on. Everybody in New England knows where the opposing teams are staying, and they're always going to do all kinds of things, you know, to disrupt your rest and everything else as you prepare to play the home team. Well, how about in Vegas where the fire alarm apparently went off? I guess early in the morning, 6 a.m., the fire alarm goes off. And while that's not completely out of the realm of possibility in Vegas, it's the fact that the Niners felt like this was done on purpose.
It's not the first time that's happened to us this year. It's not random. I don't care what anyone says, but it is what it is. You know, I think when you're on the road, you have to expect adversity, and that's part of it. It's a fire alarm. It's nothing, you know. You got to wake up a few minutes earlier and just kind of piss us off a little bit, which is fine. But yeah, it is what it is.
Christian McCaffrey had that to say. Nick Bosa was furious. And McCaffrey's mom, actually, she believes that it was an inside job.
Bro, it's Thursday. Who cares? You got Friday and Saturday to get sleep, man. Stop it. When you move to the different hotel, they'll move to another hotel that'll be totally locked down the day before the game.
Yeah, George Kittle didn't even leave his room.
Yeah, of course. I'm not leaving.
He said he hung out.
I'm not leaving until I smell smoke.
And that's not always a smart thing to do, but, I'm not going to lie that I've done the same thing. The hotel did say that it was a false alarm, that they were able to find that. But they are not on the Strip, of course. They are out on the outskirts of Vegas, but still, it happens. But you've lived through this, right? You've seen this before.
Patriots do it all the time.
Yeah, so nothing new there. All right. As we were talking about Woody Johnson and all the things that he had to say yesterday at the awards, including putting pressure, meaning like it's time to go, you know, meaning it's go time and that they have to be a better team than they were last year with 7 wins. So it does feel like a lot of pressure on Robert Saleh. Mike Greenberg yesterday on his show said that if they do move on from Saleh, he can see the Jets going back in time to their next head coach.
The Jets are clearly all in for one season. If it goes well, I will be rooting for it to go well like crazy with all these pieces around Aaron Rodgers, then terrific. But if it goes sideways, then I think everyone gets fired. I think they start all over again. If the Jets hired Rex Ryan to be the coach again, he knows the market. He knows what it takes. He is a great defensive coach, and I think he has learned from his time away. I think he just would bring in someone to just be the head coach of the offense. Ultimately, that's not what I want to happen, because what I want to happen is for the Jets to win a lot of games next year with Aaron Rodgers. But if it doesn't happen, I would be delighted to see Rex be the head coach of the Jets again. Candidly, it was the last time they were worth anything.
Do you buy into this? Could you see that happening as a contingency plan if things fail? Because that defense certainly is built up enough that you'd probably want to bring in a guy of his caliber to coach it.
His name, Billy Martin. Is that his name?
Yeah, Billy Martin. George Steinbrenner went back to that well.
You can always go home. So let's see if he, you know, I don't think anybody in this area would oppose it. They've been calling for it. A lot of people thought he got a raw deal, and, you know, he never really had a quarterback that he can count on. So who knows? Mm. You know, some of that is his doing with some of the decisions and the draft picks that they brought in, and he was responsible for some of that. But, you know, sometimes, you know, second time around is a little better.
Last but not least, an audio file, something that you really were all over when you first heard it on Get Up this morning. DeMarcus Lawrence was on First Take yesterday. When asked what went wrong with the Cowboys season, he said this.
All honesty, I think the main thing is who's burned out, man. Long season, team dominantly healthy throughout the season. The legs get tired, but also, you know, you got to give hats off to Green Bay, man. They came out with a great game plan.
Legs got tired, Bart. That's what happened. We just got tired.
Bro, how many games? Okay, so both Giants game, they really didn't have to play. Jets game, it was a laugh for a homecoming. They never have to play against the Washington Commanders. That's seven games off, bro. What the hell are your legs tired for? Like, man, come on, man. This is another illustration of how soft they are mentally and why they'll never win anything with leaders that act like that, because attitude reflects leadership, and the leadership there is soft.
I can't believe. Did they let him get away with it? Because I didn't hear the entire interview.
Can't believe it. I can't imagine.
It's First Take. Stephen A. There's no way he's letting him say that.
Bro, you don't.
We got tired.
You don't do 9-on-7. You don't do short yardage goal line no more. You barely had the pads on. You got a limited number of practices that you can have that's fully padded. So what are we talking about, man?
Yeah. Well, we're talking about.
We can't make football any easier, man.
They got tired, clearly, Bart. That's what happened. Now we know why. The excuses were there. They were an exhausted team, those Niners.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's audio files. And I know Bart's exhausted. 800-919-3776.
I'm going to need Garrett to carry this. Yeah.
Well, Garrett now is 2:30. All right, so we won't get him at the top of the hour. Again, all the traveling and everything else. So 2:30 for Garrett Wilson, but plenty more to get into with you, including your calls. Stay with us. Bart and Han, 98.7 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
All right, so Garrett Wilson, 2:30 today. Perfect way to just take us right into the weekend, right into Super Bowl weekend as well. So stay tuned certainly for that. We'll get some Knicks conversation with you at 800-919-3776 as well as we begin the Power Hour. But right now, we go to the calls, and D. James in New Jersey. What's up, D?
Come on, D. James. Come on, son. You're killing me, Petey.
Wanted to talk 49ers. Well, that's not going to happen. So instead, you know what? You want to go to San Juan?
San Juan?
Let's go to Puerto Rico. Mateo's calling.
Puerto Rico.
What's up, Mateo?
Oh, Puerto Rico.
Hola, familia. I'm always listening to you guys via iHeartRadio from San Juan, Puerto Rico.
I love
Man,
it. Man,
make the afternoons great. If I were to have a percentage of what are the chances of Rex Ryan coming back to the Jets and Belichick for Silco back to the Giants in 2025? Ooh. What will you say will that percentage be?
Can you imagine the headlines, Mateo? Can you imagine the buzz?
And becoming the all-time winning coach with the Giants.
No, I think he would love that because of the history.
Yeah, what's old is new and what's new is old. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, but would you imagine these two rivals, right? Rex and Belichick, both coaching in New York at the same exact time, in the same stadium, and they wouldn't be playing against each other?
That'd be good. You know what I mean? It'd be like the polar opposite when you think about the press conferences.
Yeah. Mateo, thank you for that. Thank you for calling. Of course, thank you for listening. What did you want to ask him?
I was thinking about moving to Puerto Rico.
Well, I don't think he could help you with that.
I was wondering if he lived there. I wanted to know
about
Puerto
Rico. He does. He was in San Juan. He said he listens all the time. He said he listens.
I want to know how much houses cost. Like, I know my boy say he built a house down there. Beautiful, 80 G's.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. You want to go there.
Yeah. We can do this show on the Rizzo, baby.
No doubt.
They got Wi-Fi. If he can call here, then we can get a signal out
there. I just love that little crazy, like, that's like a little grenade that he threw into the show.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what are the chances, like, that you could, if the, and I wouldn't, here's why I don't want it, because it means both teams suck next year.
Yeah.
And, like, we've had enough suck around here. Like, honestly, we've had enough suck. Like, they both need to be good, right? Because it's just bad for business.
Yeah, that's true.
But it would make an interesting scenario if, you know, Woody's had enough and he's like, look, the last guy that won for me was Rex, and Rex still can coach, and I'm going back to Rex, right?
Yeah,
and then the Giants are like, you know, Belichick's out there. He loves the history of the Giants. He's got blood in the ground. So the hell with it. We're doing that, right?
An and that would be it's crazy. It's an ownership group that understands him and that would accept
they love stars. They love big names.
And they like understated head coaches.
I'm telling you, it would be nuts, but it would mean we have bad seasons again in New York, and I don't know. I'm not for that.
That's true.
But it's really cool, really interesting little grenade he threw into the show. All right, coming up, we'll get into some Knicks and the injuries concerns. One more injury now that I'm worried about with this team. While there's a lot of hype and a lot of excitement about what they can become. So we'll get your thoughts on all that at 800-919-3776. And Garrett Wilson at 2:30 joins us. He's in Vegas, I believe, right? Isn't he at the Super Bowl? So we'll get to talk to him.
Some of that money.
Yeah. So we'll talk with him as well about what he sees in the game and all that stuff. And also what Woody Johnson had to say. All that coming up, of course, in the Power Hour. So stay with us and get the calls rolling right now. But first, happy Super Bowl to all who celebrate from FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. And if you're like me, Super Bowl Sunday is all about scoring the best seat on the couch, grabbing your favorite football snacks, and placing some super bets. You heard Alex Monaco. He's with me. Take the under. Got to go there for sure. Everything else, the commercials, the food, Taylor Swift, you can have it. I'm just chilling on the couch trying to make some money. FanDuel has so many ways for you to end the season with a dub or two or three. Not only can you bet on who will win Super Bowl 58, but FanDuel also has bets for which players will score a touchdown, how many points will be scored, and so much more. New customers join today. You'll get $200 in bonus bets if your first bet of $5 or more wins. Just visit FanDuel.com/Allen to sign up. That's FanDuel.com/Allen. Make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 and older and physically present in New York. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Gordon Damer at the 98.7 Tullamore Dew Sports Desk. Nothing but universal praise for the Knicks trade yesterday before the NBA trade deadline. That includes, of course, the Knicks head coach, Tom Thibodeau, on the move.
We're excited to have those guys. Appreciated Evan, Quentin, Malachi, what they did for us, and Arch, of course. And we're looking forward to the Alec and Bojan coming in. So Alec, we're familiar with because he's been here. We know what a great fit he is for us. Bojan, we've gone against him for quite a bit. I think gives us added depth. The shooting piece is really important for us. We think they complement our players extremely well. So we're looking forward to them joining our team.
And that is brought to you by Tullamore Dew, because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cast matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew honey during tonight's action. Glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. Coming up at 3:00, it's the Michael Kay Show, and it's only here on 98.7 FM.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.